Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Coming up in 21 minutes, Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, is going to join us. His thoughts on the Browns' cuts coming, his thoughts on the Browns' quarterback, his thoughts on the entire sabotaging of Shedeur Sanders that's going on, according to many folks around the National Football League who aren't paying attention.
Did he not play almost the entire? I mean, I wish they would have left him out there for the 2-minute drive.
Wish they would have left him out there too.
Yeah, I don't. That to me didn't make a whole lot of sense. If the guy struggles, he gets sacked.
Yeah,
you know, especially if you're battling for a third or fourth, for the third or second position, why wouldn't you let him play the 2-minute drive?
Here's why.
I know you're going to give a logical solution, but yeah, I don't feel it.
Here's why they took him out. If you're looking for a reason why they took Sanders out for the last drive, mm-hmm. this is it.
Okay.
He and the offense looked putrid in the second half.
Okay.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
And you have a kicker who you've signed to a contract, and it's going to be a cap hit if you let him go, who missed an extra point again. And you have another kicker who's sitting there who you're intrigued by, and you wanted to put him in a position to try a game-winning field goal, and you didn't think that Shedeur Sanders would get you into field goal range.
Okay.
And you thought you had a better chance for that with Tyler Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew you were keeping Shedeur. You knew you weren't keeping Tyler.
Well, what was the question that he was asked if he thought he'd make the roster? And he said,
obviously.
Obviously. So yeah. If that's the case, then why would it matter if he played the
Well, minutes? That's the point.
Yeah.
And you thought, we have a decision to make at kicker. Let's see what this kid can do in a game-winning kick situation. That's the only thing I can think of, because I'd have left Shedeur in there.
I would have.
I would have left him in. But the only thing I could think of is, you know, you give Huntley the drive because you're pretty confident he can take you down the field against the scrubbinis on the Ram defense at that point. And I don't mean that harshly.
Sure.
They're, you know, third and fourth stringers.
They left the majority of their team in L.A. anyway.
Right. So they did, yeah. First and second team guys didn't go.
Yeah.
So that's where that was. And so that's all I can think of. But I would have left him in personally.
Yeah, I would have too. I mean, we're in the same boat on that. I don't have any question.
But you knew he was going to make the team.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not sure what you're doing at kicker. Maybe you were trying to get the guy in field goal range and see if he could make a game winner, and he did.
Yeah.
They got into field goal range, and then the kid kicked it. So good for Mr. Schmidt.
All right, let me go back. Can I ask you
one
question?
Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just punched up Bill in Parma.
What's up, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Hey,
Bill, you with us?
Bill.
And Bill's with us now. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You know, development of talent, development of a player, development of your child, if you're a coach, you do not do what the Browns did the other night to a player or to a human being. What they did was almost against the cardinal rule of coaching and life. I remember when I was in the...
Before you give a story, what are you talking about? Did you talk about taking Sanders out for the last drive?
Yeah, did you see how he reacted to it?
Oh, you're saying his reaction. I thought you were talking about the team. Okay, all right, I'm listening. Okay.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, they showed that at some level disrespect to him. If you looked over on the sideline...
Disrespect to Sanders?
Yeah.
Bill, I would have kept him in. I said that. Andy said that too.
Yeah.
But let me just say this to you. What's more important for the team? A decision with a kicker who's going to be involved in every game, or your third or fourth string quarterback?
Well, it's funny how this discussion has changed. We were talking about what a steal this first round draft pick should have been, a first round. Was. And now we're saying the guy isn't even worth watching, and you put in a kicker in a game that means nothing.
Bill, I'm going to ask you a question right now. When's the last time you called about a fifth round draft pick not getting the chance to have a two two-minute drive at the end of the game. Like
after playing the entire second half.
He played the whole second. I mean, it's a preseason game. What are we doing here? Like, if the reality of everything you've ever watched in any other preseason applied here, this wouldn't even be a conversation. We're talking about the third and fourth string quarterback. Like, what? I just don't understand. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Why did they play him? Why did they play him to embarrass him?
They didn't play. He played himself. He played the second half. What am I missing? Like, you make it sound like they did the worst thing in the history of the NFL.
I would have left him in.
I would have too.
However,
I mean, especially knowing you were going to cut the guy you put in.
What's more, if the reason they took him out was to see if they could get into field goal range and they didn't have confidence that he could do that,
right.
Which after watching the rest of the half, I would agree. I wouldn't have had any confidence with that offense led by Shadur going down the field. But Tyler Huntley did take them down the field and put them in field goal range. And they learned something about the kicker who is going to be involved in every game. And whether it's Dustin Hopkins or whether it's Andre Schmidt, now they learned something and they can make that decision. If that's the reason, fine. Let's be honest. The offense, and Kevin Stefanski said it after the game, the offense looked terrible in the second half. Offense. And Shadur was part of that. But so was everybody else. And here's the other thing. Bill just said, you know, did you see his reaction? Well, that was awful. His reaction was bad. He didn't handle that well.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that's not something that you should do as a pro football player. You know, he had to be over and talked to by his teammates and everything else. Is it about the team or is it about you?
I don't have a problem with him being mad too. He's a competitor. He wants to play.
But is it about the team or is it about you?
Yeah, this is the first time in his life that he wasn't the starting quarterback, and the first time in his life that he didn't have the opportunity to drive the team down the field late in the game. I get it.
I get it too. Sure.
But you also have to understand that. I mean,
maybe the Browns were looking for something different there, like at the kicker. And that's the only thing I could think of. I would have left him in the game myself. You're going to ask me a question earlier. You remember?
The question, I was trying to remember, did you have Larvadan making the team or not? That was my
question.
Okay, you didn't.
And why? Because I'm really hopeful that Deontay Johnson showed them enough to make the team.
Yeah, I think there's
what
room.
What we saw in games, Larvadan looked better than Deontay Johnson.
I don't know. If there's room for four quarterbacks, I don't know why you can't. If you want to count DeAndre Carter, I bet you could figure out a way to have seven wide receiver.
Well, if you don't keep all the defensive linemen that you could possibly keep, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah, thing about Larvadan is that he can play special teams really well. And so that's why if I'm Bubba Ventrone, I'm standing on the table saying, keep him.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Let's go to Ryan in Buffalo. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, and Andy, gentlemen. Hey, great conversation, man. You guys are correct. This is just hyperbole. This is like over the top analyzing the scrutiny of a third stringer. And again, with that being said, we're not the only ones here as Browns fans, you guys, communicating. It's the national media. It's et cetera. It's just a plethora of different people who really don't have a dog in the fight. Just want to see him succeed. And again, they're analyzing everything he does. Just in the dog pound, obviously, on Sunday at the game, everyone was just wearing Sanders jerseys. And it reminiscent of the Manziel game where he came in against the Bungles and just laid an egg. It's just like everyone was overly ready for him to come in there and succeed and hopeful for him, me included. At the same time, I'm rational. You know, I recognize this is not like some first stringer guy that we're wanting to see succeed. This is a guy who's trying to make a roster spot. And again, his uniqueness obviously is we all wanted to feel like this. This is exactly what I feel is the approach for us Browns fans. Did we strike gold in the draft? Did we find something that no one else saw? And again, I think a lot of the GMs across the NFL saw what he is, in my honest opinion, which is just a solid college quarterback with a head coach that wanted him to succeed and some player personnel. He did make things happen in Colorado. At the same time, guys, I mean, I just don't see him succeeding in the NFL. I hope he succeeds somewhere, but we're really overanalyzing this quarterback scenario. It is the biggest conundrum in the Browns' history of quarterbacks for the five different players. I mean, this and six with Huntley. So I've never seen this. I hope it slows down and dissipates. We get Flacco and then we just get a guy in their helm that can really control this offense. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right, Rhino, thank you very much. It's too early to make that kind of a declaration about Sanders, too. He's a young guy. Let's give him some time to develop. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's look at the defense, shall we?
Okay, let's do it.
They're going to keep 10 or maybe even 11 defensive linemen.
All right.
And the defensive ends, I think, are pretty locked in. It's going to be Garrett, Wright, McGuire, Tryon, Shoyenko, and Thomas. So you got five guys there.
McGuire, Wright, Garrett, Tryon, Shoyenko, Thomas. That's five. Okay. Yep. Okay, I'm good with that.
Defensive tackle, it's going to be five or six. And I say six because is Mike Hall going to be able to play? You know, is he going to be ready for week one or week two? And they're going to carry him, or are they going to put him on the injured list where he has to miss four games? It's going to be Collins, Mason Graham, Shelby Harris, Sam Kamara, and Aiden Huntington, former Kent Stater.
Yeah, and what a score for Huntington Banks. Seriously. I mean, this guy, how could you not feel welcome walking in the stadium when your name is all over the place? Serious. His name is Field. That is correct. Bank. Anyone named Bank?
Joseph
Banks on this team? No.
Joseph A.
Don't know.
No?
No.
So I'm curious to see what happens there, you know, with Mike Hall. And linebacker, real easy. Carson Schlesinger, Mamad Diabate.
Boy, did he look good.
I like him. Yeah, he's tough.
You get it, right? You totally get it.
Devin Bush, Jerome Baker, Winston Reed.
Yeah.
Those guys are locked in. And I know Dan Lobby wrote something in the Plain Deal of it I agree with. He said, that group's one injury away from being a problem. I couldn't agree with Dan Moore on
for
that.
For a linebacker?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's like, wow, okay. Hang on, everybody. And, you know, let's see what happens with Devin Bush and his off-the-field situation.
Yeah, this
well.
Is going to be interesting. Your next.
I'm going to go corners here.
Yeah.
Ready? Denzel, Greg Newsom.
Okay.
Mitchell, Harden, and Jones.
Mitchell, Harden, Jones.
You got five guys. And then at safety.
They're going to have to bring in another guy here.
Maybe. Yeah. And see, this, Andy, is where, and don't scream, this is where keeping four quarterbacks might cost you a spot.
What?
Yeah, I know. The safeties are going to be Delpit and Hickman, and then Jenkins and Edmonds. So you have four guys there. Oftentimes, you'll see a team keep an extra defensive back, you know, something like that. So maybe an extra safety or a guy who can play corner or safety. They'd keep 10 DBs. They're keeping, I think, 9 right now. And then maybe you see how things go. And then special teams, Corey Bohorquez.
Let's hope Denzel's on.
Rex Unahara. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Then what are you doing at kicker? What are you going to do? So you have Andre Schmidt, who made the game winner, who's never kicked in the NFL.
If they keep Schmidt over Hopkins.
And has been bouncing around.
If they keep Schmidt over Hopkins, then everything you said about that final drive is 100% true.
Yeah, and if they don't, then it makes you wonder why. You know, why did you do that? But that's okay. Hopkins was phenomenal 2 years ago. Phenomenal. Remember what was he? 8 of 8 on 50 yarders, and he came in, he was great, and they gave him a contract.
Yep.
And that's the problem here. He's on a contract where if you cut him, it's gonna hurt you. Now they've got a lot
Jeff,
of contracts.
It's only money.
Well, it is, and it's not
and
my
cap
money.
Space.
But there's the catch. You know, it affects your ability to do some things. I wonder what they do. I wouldn't be surprised if this happens.
Okay.
You keep Dustin Hopkins, and you take a practice squad spot and put Schmidt on it, and you keep him here
unless somebody else picks him up. I mean,
unless somebody else
up.
Picks him up. Yeah, absolutely. And you keep him here, and if Dustin Hopkins goes out against Cincinnati and misses another extra point, he's done. I hate to be that brutal about it, except for one thing. This team averaged under 16 points a game last year. Andy, every point counts for this football team, including extra points.
I don't disagree at all. And they got to make it smart.
They got to figure it out.
If Hopkins doesn't have that contract, Jeff, he's not here.
He's not here, Andy. No, you're absolutely right.
He's gone.
He's absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
Does he have a stronger leg than Schmidt? Eh, seemingly.
Dan, do you have Phil Dawson's number? Can we get him on the line?
That won't work.
Can we bring him back?
I'm sure Phil could still hit anything from about 30 yards in.
I'll take it.
Maybe 35 yards in.
Just for extra
points. Probably not hitting the 50s anymore. Scott Petrak covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. We just went over the roster. Scott will give us the fine-tooth comb version of the roster and what's up at quarterback. Because to me, Stefanski saying yesterday, Kenny Pickett looking good for week one really puts this in a different spot. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.